You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A pregnant woman lost her unborn child in a Racine County crash, and now criminal charges have been filed. 23-year-old Noah Labonte of Mequon has been charged with homicide and other crimes. A complaint says Labonte was driving the wrong way on Seven Mile Road, collided with the woman's car, and now faces cocaine possession charges, among others. His bond has been set at $20,000. Wisconsin's governor race is wide open after Tony Evers announced he won't run for a third term. Rumored Democratic candidates include Milwaukee leaders David Crawley and Cavalier Johnson. Republicans Bill Berrien and Josh Shulman have already declared their runs. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented a proclamation for the AMC homecoming event at a cruise inn yesterday. Today's events include a swap meet, a gremlin gathering, and a car parade ending with a block party. The week celebrates Kenosha's automotive history. The Country Thunder Festival in Kenosha County saw 15 arrests and nearly 200 citations, similar to last year's numbers. An Illinois woman was caught selling cocaine to an undercover officer. She's being held in the county jail. The Racine Zoo has announced the death of Sydney, an emu that had lived there for a long time. Sydney was born in 1994 and arrived to our zoo in 2002. And it's truck and tractor pull night at the Racine County Fair in Union Grove. Festivities there run through Sunday. Tomorrow night features the Bulls and Barrels Rodeo, and Sunday it's Demo Derby Day. Full event details are at RacineCountyFair.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Many blame the cancellation of The Late Show with Steve Colbert on the Paramount Skydance merger deal and say it was political, including Colbert, who had some choice F-words for the president. If it was political, Paramount should have thought harder about which presidential adversary to fire. The studio just gave Trey Parker and Matt Stone $1.5 billion in a new contract. During the much-anticipated Season 27 debut episode, Parker and Stone wrote a blistering takedown of the president. The story involved a romantic or sex scene between Trump and Satan, and also showed the president taking off all his clothes in the desert. Maybe Colbert got fired because he wasn't dirty enough? Here's a story that might not feel so good about a guy who made us feel so good. Trumpet expert Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84. Mangione was known for his tune Feel So Good, which was a big hit in the 70s. It was a great tune. Rest in peace, Chuck. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. Word on the street is that the new Bud will be a much better baller due to much better CGI. Leave it to Studio A24 to take a different approach to the romantic comedy. Materialists, starring Pedro Pascal, who is now officially in every movie released this year, Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans received good critics' reviews and decent audience reviews. Johnson plays a matchmaker trying to decide between her perfect match and an imperfect ex. Oh, the film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. Native Wisconsinite Carrie Coon is getting some career props, and it's about time. Coon was nominated for an Emmy for her role as Lori Duffy on season 3 of White Lotus. Coon plays a woman on vacation with her two oldest friends, played by Leslie Bibb and Michelle Monaghan, as they build each other up and backstab each other all at the same time. This is Coon's third Emmy nomination. She also received one for The Gilded Age in 2024 and Fargo in 2017. But this time, she is the odds-on favorite to actually win the award. GoldDerby.com gives Coon a 65% chance of winning the award this time around. Not sure how that was tabulated, but on Wisconsin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Our low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high 83. Some rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch or more through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.